everybody. It's your boy J Omega. That's at J Omega SO on every social media network.
Oi. It's your boy, right, Sia SO on all social media. All
right, my nigga.
I'm doing that, yo, because
the fuck is oi? You know, oi, no,
nigga,
no,
you know
fuck
what
you.
Oi
no,
is.
Fuck you.
No, no,
it was oi oi, not oi.
Oi 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 oi. Okay. Oi, oi. This nigga Jay sound like his back was hurting. Pause. All
right, nigga. Fuck nigga, you.
I posted up a video and you hear Jay in the background attempting to say something and his old man came out. He said, oi, 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 oi. Hey, man. How you doing?
Where can they follow you on Snap to hear that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. On Snap.
Or do you not want to introduce yourself?
SO. Y'all can get at me on there.
Are you on Twitter?
I said that already.
You said it already? Okay.
I said that in the midst of laughing. But hey, if y'all didn't get it, follow me. Twitter and IG is at Sia SO.
And this is the Officially Street Podcast, officiallystreet.com.
Hostile.
Anyway, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/officiallystreet. You know, you can listen to us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher.
Make sure you guys like, comment, and share.
Comment, like, and share. Every Friday we drop. This week, similar to last week, we are recording a little bit early because you guys know if you're listening to this on Friday that I am, we are currently in Mexico.
Word.
For my wedding. But before we get into that, let's talk about last week.
About last week, man. We spoke about Rob and Black China about to get married. You hear they might be doing a show?
I did hear about that.
My God. All right. Gilbert Arenas gives advice on how to keep your bitch. Adrian Broner and Mayweather, they're back to being BFFs. They were beefing a little bit, but they're good now.
That's PR moves.
Yeah. You know, and Drake was accused of having another ghostwriter. And we find out, you know, just to kind of continue with that, he is dropping his album the end of this month. I think they said the 29th. And to be petty, it's only going to be streaming on Apple Music for a few days, they said, before you can actually buy it.
I mean, finally, though, this is what I don't get. Tidal, I don't like the fact that Tidal is having all of their music only, you know, exclusive to Tidal.
Yeah.
And it's not that I want Apple to do the same thing, but I feel like, you know what? Fuck it. If that's how, I don't think it's right, but if that's how it's got to be, that's how it's got to be.
But at least you can still go buy the album after a little while. Like Kanye's like, right. I want to support you, bro. I'm not spending the $20 that you have on your website to get your album.
So I'm saying you're wilding. Like,
but I had to go and pirate your shit because, nigga, there's nowhere else that it's available.
It is what the fuck it is.
Exactly.
All right, so let's get into the weekly recap here.
You know what? I'll go first since, you know, you kind of have a little bit going on. My week wasn't too crazy since y'all last heard from me. My wife went out to Tampa last week. So I was left with all four of the kids, man.
It must have been rough.
From Thursday into Monday. It was a bit crazy. You know what I mean? My first day failed. It was a fail. Like, my daughter, I had to wake my daughter up and get her ready to go to school.
Which one?
My oldest. You're funny.
No, I mean, because you got a plethora.
Yeah,
so
you're funny. My oldest. Nigga, why did I wake up at like 8:15? She's still sleeping. She comes in, she's like, I just heard the bus go by. I'm like, fuck. I'm like, my wife is telling me, like, hey, make sure you don't fuck anything up. And the first day I fuck up. You know what I mean?
Man.
But hey, look, all my kids still have like all their limbs and all that. Everything went smooth. And I pretty much just stayed in, man. I couldn't really go out and do a whole lot, so I just watched movies.
This nigga was on Snapchat taking naps.
Yeah. Oh,
waking up mid afternoon.
I had the old man nap that Jay spoke about last week.
Yo,
I dead ass like both of like the younger kids, they fell asleep. So I was just like, yo, I'm just gonna enjoy this peace and quiet.
Nigga said, I'm gonna relax for
a minute. I'm gonna relax for a little bit. Next thing I know, I woke up and I was panicking.
This nigga snapped 5 hours later.
No, nigga. I woke up and I was just like, oh. And like I looked at the time, I'm like, oh shit.
Nigga,
and I'm looking for my kids. They still sleeping. I'm just like, oh, how long was I sleep? It was only like 2 hours.
The first snap was like, yo, man, all the kids asleep. I'm about to just enjoy this peace and quiet. Like, yo, I'm no kidding you. Like 4 or 5 hours later, the very next snap is, yo, man, I woke up. I don't know where I'm at.
I don't know what's going on.
I didn't know
what time it is.
I didn't even remember falling asleep. I'm like, yo, this nigga here. But that's exactly what I was trying to tell y'all, man. That'd be the best, though, because you wake, you feel so refreshed. Oh, like, nah, yo, I could do whatever.
I felt great after that shit.
Oh.
I just watched movies, though, man. I did watch Ip Man, IP Man for y'all, the third one.
I got to watch that.
It was okay.
I didn't expect it to be like as good as the first one or whatever.
It wasn't as good as like the first two. I did see Batman versus Superman.
Not everybody got something to say about this shit.
I'm going to just say this. I understand where people are coming from with the hate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they're saying, oh, it's whack or whatever, whatever. Because there's so much buildup and there's so much, like, I guess you could say politics mm-hmm. going on in the movie that you really don't get to the action. Until like the last, well, like an hour and 45 minutes into the movie.
Okay, that's wild.
But this so, I mean, they have other scenes and like mm-hmm. other things that's going on. So it's not like they're just talking the whole time.
Right.
But from that point on, it's lit.
Okay.
It's lit. I'm not going to, no spoiler alerts. I'm not going to tell y'all what happened, but it's dope. Like, I enjoyed it. I didn't think it was an amazing movie, but I thought it was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, so, I'm gonna watch it probably when we come back from Mexico.
Yeah, I definitely suggest it. And it does kind of hint towards the Justice League. I know Quan was like, "Well, why would they call it Dawn of Justice?" Whatever. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was dope. The Star Wars Rogue One trailer dropped. Did you get to see that?
Nah.
It actually looks dope, man. And I mean, it has nothing to do with the actual Star Wars story, but it looks dope. So I was definitely looking forward to that. And yeah, man, that's about it. Watch shows, finished up the OJ joint and all that. I was just OD washed this whole week. So nothing eventful happened. I'm still alive, as y'all can hear. And that's it, man. That's pretty much my week.
Ready
what about
for
you?
Are you ready for Mexico?
Yeah, I guess I gotta finish up packing. Every pair of sneakers that I wanted to wear, Jay is actually wearing.
Not really, though.
And okay, I mean, it'll be different colorways, but I just, even though I know I'm not even going to really be with Jay the whole time, it's just something that's just like, I don't want to be in the same sneakers.
I mean, so this is the whole thing. All right, let me start here.
Go ahead.
Let me start with the whole my week thing, intro thingamajiggy, right?
Uh-huh.
So this whole past week, I've been working and not been in the office. Like, I've physically been there, but my mind has been everywhere else. It's been like, oh, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to pack. I got to unpack. I got to finish moving out the other apartment. I got to still try to, you know, find ways to eat healthy, even though I'm leaving in a week. So everything has been going out the window. Like right now, I'm drinking a fucking iced caramel latte.
Nigga.
I had a chicken bacon fucking sandwich from Dunkin'
Donuts.
How long I've
been eating, my nigga.
My nigga, it's just been horrible. And the thing is, I've been like running in between houses and, you know, moving and unpacking and shit. So I haven't had time to cook or nothing like that. So it's like, all I have to deal with is Chinese food and pizza and shit from the outside. So, that's been a complete fail.
I don't feel as bad. I've been eating like shit, but I haven't been OD eating.
No, my nigga, I had a boneless spare rib combo with shrimp fried rice the other night.
All right, yeah, no.
Yep.
Okay, I get it.
With an egg roll.
Okay. No, I get it.
Yeah.
You've been wilding.
Yep.
All right.
No, losing my mind. So let's see. I finally got everything moved out of apartment 2. That's where we moved from. Mm-hmm. Got everything moved out of the old crib into the new one. Now it's just shit everywhere that I gotta unpack. I am pretty much done packing for Mexico. Cause we're leaving tonight, tomorrow-ish. Mm. So right now it's Tuesday for those of y'all who are listening. This is going to air Friday. By the time you hear this, we're already out there, you know, whether we already got married or getting married, depending on when you listen to it.
Wilding.
What?
Sorry. No, I was just going to say, we're going to be out there wilding.
Oh, no. I thought you was telling me.
No, I'm not saying you're wilding. I'm just saying the snaps and all that is going to be.
Oh,
no,
we're
going
to be losing our fucking minds out there.
I hope you guys, you know, watch and enjoy.
Listen, if you follow me on Snap, just
watch
be prepared.
Me drink my life away.
Yeah, be prepared, man. My snaps are going to be 700 seconds long. They're going to be out of fucking control. Mm-hmm. Just be prepared. Let me see. What else I've been doing? I've been trying to get to the gym. But here's the whole thing with the sneakers thing, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I'm, you know, we both love Jordans and all that. So I plan on wearing my 8s and I plan on wearing my 11s. Now, I was going to bring out the Concords and I was going to wear the reverse Aquas, I call them, the ones that came out for women like 6 years ago, yeah, whenever they released, actually longer. But anyway, so he's like, yeah, I want to wear my 8s too. And I'm like, well, wear them. Like, we're going to be together. Like, we're going to be physically together the day of the wedding and possibly like the night before the wedding for rehearsal and rehearsal dinner, whatever like that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, other than that, we're not going to be like everywhere together out there. So it's like, just wear them.
It's on my mind, man.
He just doesn't want to have the shits on knowing that I might have them on a different day. It may not even be the same day.
It's a mental thing.
That's
man.
Crazy. I can understand like the same shoe. Like, damn, you was gonna wear your taxis. I wanted to wear my taxis. It's like, okay, we can't both wear whatever. But it's like, yo,
you know what? 8s is a little heavy anyway, man.
How many pairs of sneakers you bringing out there?
I think I'm wearing my 3s out, and I'm going to just probably bring a pair of KDs, like if I want to go to like a gym or running or whatever. Yeah. That's pretty much it, man. I'm not trying to have mad different shoes out there and all that.
I'm bringing like 4 pair for no reason.
Well, you're going to be out there longer.
Out there for like 5 days.
Yeah, you're going to be out there longer than me. So,
yeah, I'll bring some basic joints. I cleaned all of them today, finally. Yo!
Goodness. I still want to know what the fuck.
First of all, shout out to Jason Mark. Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, don't ever say I didn't put y'all on to anything. And somebody hit me up today on Snap, like, oh, you late? I've been on that. I'm like, well, I've been on it too.
Yeah.
I just haven't really put out there, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all should get this. Because at first, I was trying to keep it to myself. But today, I saw the light. Today, I literally was like, yo, I would never deny this shit ever. Because I went and pulled out my Concords out the closet, right? And y'all know I've been moving. I don't wear my sneakers all the time. I don't even remember the last time I wore them. So it had to have been at least 6 months or something like that. I pull them out the box because I'm like, yo, I'm going to bring these out to Mexico. Yo, man. I took them shits out the bag because I keep my sneakers in a Ziploc bag. I took them out the fucking bag, and I don't even know what the stain was.
No, not stains.
Well, stains plural. I don't know what it was. It looked like it could have literally been anything. It could have been just fucking beef and broccoli sauce. Let's just say it was beef and broccoli sauce, right? The brown sauce that you get at the Chinese stop. It looked like I dunked my whole shoe, both of them.
Yeah.
In a bucket of beef and broccoli sauce. And it was fucking covered. I don't know what happened when I last wore them. I must have been wild drunk.
Hell yeah.
I'm telling you, it must have been like, I must have had them on during like a Survivor story or something. Because I do not remember.
It was bad. It really was bad.
Check my Snapchat. Check the Twitter at @TOSPodcast_SO and see the videos that I posted. Because it was bad. But I pulled out the Jason Mark, which never fails. It has never failed for me. But I've never had stains that bad. Like the stains are like in the shoe.
It wasn't bad.
Surface dirt and grime and scratches. Like that shit was soaked in. So I'm like, yo, I'm gonna do my best with the Jason Mark. I ain't gonna lie, I had to put in work. I had to put in mad elbow grease.
Yo, you hurt my heart when I saw that.
Yo, hurt my heart when I saw it. When I saw it, I was like, yo, these are ruined forever. Yo, I'm like, because I'm thinking to myself, nah, these are ruined. It's not like I could just clean a little bit. I'm like, nah, man, it's over. So I cleaned them shits and they came out like fucking brand spanking new. Like, I'm not even going to lie. There's not even a remnant. I'm going to show you later because you can't even tell in the video. In person, them shits looked horrible. And in person now, them shits look like they came fresh out the box. So I gotta definitely give it up to Jason Mark. That shit cleaned the fucking stain from underneath the fucking heart of my shoe.
I felt for you, man.
Pause. Oh, it was bad. But I'm not even worried about it no more now. No more now. Talking about Chinese. How to turn Chinese.
Oh, come on, man. Really?
I'm not going to go any further.
Yo, didn't we have an issue before? I think we're down a listener because of that shit. Habibi in the...
Okay,
God.
No, but see, you just... Yeah, well, I'm not gonna take it any further than what I just did. I'm not gonna take it any further than what I just did. But let's get into the episode, though, man. All right, man.
So LeBron is sitting there sliding in the DMs, man.
It's going down. Supposedly, it's going down in the DMs. This just came out today. This info just came out today. Remember, we recorded this on Tuesday, right? Apparently, LeBron. V. James hopped in some chick's DM, this 18-year-old Instagram model named what's her name? Rachel Bush, I think. Hopped in her DMs and was just like, "Hey, what's up?" Now, here's my thing. On Twitter, they was roasting him, like, "Yo, he got caught out there, da 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 da." Me, I'm like, all right, let me read the articles, whatever. So I go, and it basically says that this Instagram model tweeted out that, you know, LeBron was in her DMs or whatever, trying to holler at her. She posted the screenshot. Now, this chick already had like 218,000 followers, which is cool, you know, especially 18. You know, all of these chicks is out here for social media. That's really it. You know, they want the clicks. They want the followers. So she posted it, and... the thing is, all it said was, "Hey, what's up?" Mm-hmm. Now, granted, you don't belong in an 18-year-old's DMs, especially when you're fucking married and you're 31 years old. You know what I'm saying? And you got 3 children.
I got a question for it, but go ahead. I'll continue.
So it says, "Hey, what's up?" She screenshotted, put it right on Twitter. And that was basically it. Now, you know, the guess is, you know, she was trying to you know, get some more followers and some clicks, and you know, she wasn't really interested in hooking up with LeBron, because if she was, she just ruined her chance at that point because she posted the shit. But apparently, she's already dating a athlete that plays for the Cleveland Browns named Jordan Poyer. So
ain't no LeBron, nigga.
I definitely not know LeBron. I don't even know who that is, honestly. Forgive me, but but you know, so it seems like she really don't want to fuck with him, and she just wanted to get the you know, the followers. But it's like, how do you feel about that?
My thing is all right. She could have been blown out of proportion, because it's like, yo, what if he hits you up for business?
Right.
Like, what if he's hit? Like, it's not like he was just like, "Yo, what's good, ma? Hey, yo, you know, anything like that." It was just like, "Hey, what's up?"
Honestly, "Hey, what's up" could be anything.
Exactly. He could be like, "Hey, what's up? Listen, I got this business going on."
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? "We need models for this shoot," or something. Like, even, like, who knows what he has going on, and he might not need a woman like that.
Right.
But you just never fucking know.
My whole thing is, I think he played himself by even hopping in her DMs with it.
I hear you.
Now, but there's so many different sides to this coin, though, because if you don't want to look thirsty, you can't just, like, openly tweet out to her or hit up on Instagram, like, openly on a comment and be like, "Yo, let's talk." Because then you really look thirsty.
Yeah.
So the DM is like, "Yo, let's, you know what I mean? I need to talk to you about something. Let me holler at you in the DM." Then not holler like, you know, holler, but holler like, "Let me chat with you real quick about a business opportunity," or whatever. But LeBron has no business reaching out to anybody for business opportunities.
I mean, he could have had.
He got people for that. Yeah, he got people for that. She was bad. She's bad.
Hey, never mind. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna go look her up.
Nah. Look her up, son. Look her up.
Okay.
Rachel underscore Bush.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying she's bad. It wasn't like, it's not like, oh, you know what I mean? I would fuck. I'm just saying, she's a good looking girl. So I could see him reaching out to holla. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess. Because, I mean, you know, as an athlete, especially him being LeBron V. James, I like the way you put that.
V. James.
But it's like, yo, I'm sure women throw themselves at him and throw themselves at these other athletes.
Like, is that the lifestyle? Like, first of all, do all athletes and entertainers, period, right? Mm-hmm. Do they all just fall into that trap of, you know, being around so many beautiful women and you know, kind of not living a single life, but being on the road by themselves and just with their team and, you know, having to be around all these, you know, all these beautiful women.
Yeah.
Do they all just fall into that category of cheater and I gotta highlight? Cause I mean, there's some entertainers that they hold it down and they keep self-control, but it's like, not a lot. Yeah, you know,
and today, yo, anything could come out now. Like on IG, on Twitter, like you can't even really fucking creep around.
Hey,
nowadays.
What's up?
So you gotta, so you, yeah.
Hey what's up?
So
ended up right on Twitter.
They gotta be careful, man. Because you know what? Him doing that now, he has to deal with his wife.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And it's his wife. So some shit goes down, and we know how much money LeBron is worth.
Right. Look at
you know that shit's not gonna be pretty. All from a hey, what's up?
And now look what's going on with Nick Young and Iggy Azalea. Now, it looked like, now supposedly this morning, Iggy Azalea like unfollowed him on social media or some stupid shit. But that's corny. Yeah. But I just mean like in general, you know, you fucking up your home shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Now by fucking around. And that's the other thing. Like, do these entertainers, do their wives and girlfriends and fiancés, do they just, obviously they're not going to tell you up front that they sign up for that. But are they... are they low key signing up for that? Like, are they expecting?
May or may not know.
You know what I mean? Like, are they expecting? Like, yo, he gonna be out doing his thing. I gotta let him do his thing, because also, you know, some of these franchises, and sporting agencies, like, you know, like NBA, NFL. I'm not gonna put the NBA and the NFL out there, particularly, but I know like colleges and shit. Some of them, they'll put a contract together for your girlfriend or your wife or whatever that says, yo, you gotta let him do him because that's how they're gonna go out and they're gonna win games though.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start fucking shit up, like ruin, like look at what's his name? Kyrie Irving. You know what I mean? It's like that's when you start not losing your shit, but losing your shit. You know what I mean?
He wasn't feeling well. Nigga missed some
games. Yeah, like, and that will fuck up a franchise. So it's like I know some of these companies, they probably have legal obligations for your wives. And it's like, that say you cannot.
That's wild.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure they have shit like that.
We'll just have to find that shit out, man.
I know Aisha Curry ain't having it. I know that.
Hell no, man.
I know it wouldn't have been Aisha out there like looking at Steph in the DMs, like Stephen the Curry and some 18-year-old's DMs, even though Steph is a lot younger, but it's just
he couldn't even get away with that now, man. Cause everybody, like right now, I can't even tell you who LeBron's wife is. I can tell you who Steph Curry is.
They're like the model relationship
And if something was to go bad with them two,
the internet would be heartbroken.
Oh, forget it, man. But all right, just since we're speaking about the Currys, you know, Stephen, he plays for the Warriors, and it's looking like they pretty much, as of right now, are kind of tied with the Bulls' record, even though their record is a little bit better at 72-9.
Yeah.
And the Bulls finished off at 72-10. So they still got one more game to play this week. Is it one or two more games this week?
I think they got the Spurs again, right?
Yeah, I think they have the Spurs. And is it the Hornets? Or did they already play the Hornets?
No, they didn't play the Hornets yet. They played Memphis, right? They played Memphis. So yeah, they got the Hornets and the Spurs, I believe. Now, here's my thing. Here's my look at it. I feel like they're gonna break it. I feel like they're gonna break the record, right? Mm-hmm. Now, if they don't, they don't. My whole thing is they tied it.
Yeah.
I feel like regardless, they should be popping wild bottles and going crazy because they got there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if they do break it, awesome. If they don't, I feel like they shouldn't take any type of...
You can't... There's no way in shape an L at all.
Exactly.
Not at all.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day...
72 wins is still a lot of fucking wins.
And is that going to happen again? You know? Yeah. In our generation, you know?
Well,
because
we didn't think we were going to see it again with the, you know, with the Bulls.
Right.
So that I just have a question. Do you... I hate to play devil's advocate, but do you think that makes them the best team to ever do it?
I don't think it makes them the best team to ever do it because it's a different type of culture in basketball now. So, but it's hard though because you can't really put a team from 94 against a team from 2016.
Yeah.
Because it's just two complete different styles of basketball that was played.
It's a different game.
Right.
Shit is played now compared to
right. There's different rules. There were different styles of play. So it's like, I don't really want to do that. I don't want to do like a pound for pound thing. I do want to say that right now in this era, I want to say yeah, for sure. Yeah. I won't say ever.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's hard to do that. It's not fair to do it either. It's not fair for the Warriors or any other team, whether you're talking about the Magic Johnson Lakers or the Michael Jordan Bulls or the
Lakers in the 2000s.
Right. Or the Pistons in the 2000s, you know, or the Spurs. And it's not fair to, like, because everybody had their, like, little era, you know what I mean? And at the time, they were the best, couldn't be fucked with, couldn't be touched.
No, yeah, so, you're absolutely right.
I think right now, though, it's definitely the Warriors.
I respect that because you know what? A lot of people right now are now saying, oh, they're the best or they're not the best. They're still not fucking with the Bulls. While it's like, yo, it's a different time, different era, different players. Just respect and appreciate what's going on right now. And I think it was good for the game of for basketball, for the NBA.
Oh, definitely.
A lot of people were like starting to look at the NBA like, all right, I watch it. Like, even I was kind of like falling out of love with it because it's like, all right, man. Like,
because what ends up happening is records get broken, which is cool. But what ends up happening is records get broken and then they're never challenged again.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. And then you got to start pulling bullshit records out of your ass. Like, oh, so and so is the first person to hit four threes in a row.
I fucking hate when ESPN,
you know,
does
on
that
a Wednesday
shit,
and able to, you know, because the real records that are broken, they don't come close to being broken again.
Mm-hmm.
So for the fact that this is a real, so like this is a solid record to break, you know what I mean? And the fact that this whole season, it was like in anticipation, like, are they going to do it? Can they do it? That's what really makes shit exciting. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to have a team. You're probably never going to, I won't say never, but you may never have a team that goes like undefeated in a season. You know what I mean? Whereas like football, you got less games, so it's possible.
But
for basketball now, if some shit ever happens like that, that's what makes history. That's what makes shit exciting. Cause like, yo, that's a real fucking record right there.
Yeah.
And that may never happen again. But once you break all those records, then it's like, all right, the game just becomes boring because it's like nobody's doing anything spectacular.
I hear you, but it made it interesting to watch because everybody every week was just like, you think the Warriors are going to do it? And they're getting closer.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. That's what I mean because that's a real record to break.
Yeah.
Like when you have players come in and they change the game, like AI did, like LeBron did, like Jordan did. But when you change the game literally entirely, that's what makes shit exciting. But nobody's been really doing that. I mean, you know, you had LeBron, he came in, changed the game, and then he's been in the fucking league for, you know, at this point, like, what has it been, 13 years?
Just about, give or take. So, I know Sebo will probably correct.
So it's like once that time frame comes and goes, like you're waiting for the next big thing to happen, and it just, you know, if it's not happening, you become bored. Like, but
I know I'd be flexing on the gram or whatever, man. But speaking about flexing, this is flexing that went wrong. We're gonna change this up a little bit. Bow Wow was exposed this week. I think it actually just happened today or yesterday. He went on the gram and he posted up a picture. I'm gonna get the picture and I'll put it on our Twitter. But he's there flexing with like a brick of money.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And he's like, fuck your assets. Like, this is me. Like, this is what I have on me. And it's just like, all right, bro. Okay, I see you flexing.
That's far-fetched, though.
Yeah, and then it's just like, the dude who actually owned the picture and took the picture, and it was on his Instagram. His name is Timothy Sykes. he's actually like a stockbroker, and the nigga's like a millionaire. He was just like, I see that Shad Moss is taking my picture and using it now. He's like, you could at least kind of like kept the picture in its like original form and all its glory instead of putting a filter on it and all that. The dude was just like, hey, if you need some advice or if you want to sign up for one of my classes, hit me up. Like, he did it real tasteful. Nigga, I see you flexing, you fraud ass nigga and all that. He's just like, hey, man, if you do want to make this million, though, you know, just come talk to me. You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
So the shit got around. And so he was just like, Bow Wow, I guess, got embarrassed. And he took another picture.
Okay.
This time now he's flexing with 40 racks on.
Okay.
And he just has it on his lap. And now it's just like, you know what? For like a person like you and I, 40 racks is cool. Like, all right, if I have 40 racks, cool. But like, don't sit there and stunt with 40 racks, nigga. Like, there's niggas out there that are really balling and are showing off money. There you go. Jay got it right now.
Yeah, it was funny because I pulled this shit up. I searched Timothy Sykes and Bow Wow.
And the shit is right there.
And so, it's literally the same picture.
Oh, the people are flaming him still because it's like, my nigga, stop flexing on the gram. Like,
yeah, that's
40
bad.
Grand is cool, bro, but relax.
Nobody believes you of this money and cash.
Somebody says, yo, do me a favor and put the money back into your mother's safe account. You know she don't like playing like that.
Oh, like, yo, come on.
Like, you know you're going to get flamed, bro. Like, Bow Wow has been a target, is always getting flamed. Like, just live your life. Just live your life. He's doing his thing. He has his show, I think, like CSI.
And that's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. People been like, I'll call it hate just for his sake. People been hating on Bow Wow for a long time. And the thing is, Bow Wow always kind of had something going on. He hustles, you know what I mean?
He has, but you know what the problem is? It's like, all right, if people, they might even have like the hard facts about how much money he has.
Uh-huh.
But you know, you have these websites, they report, oh, this person's only worth this. And
right.
And people are going to see that and be like, oh, you broke. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, you're broke.
But my whole thing but why would he entertain it? Like, he need to just do his thing. Because that's what I mean. He's been like the butt of everyone's joke and entertainment for a long time, which is cool. All right, whatever. If he has to be that, he could be that. But at the end of the day, he got more money than me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
He definitely does.
And like you said,
people that's hating on him, he probably got more money than
him. And that's what I mean. Like, so, just do your thing, bro. You always have a grind in your back pocket. You either hosting something or you in a movie or, you know what I mean? Might put a record out. It's like, all right, maybe everybody is not going to love the record you put out. Maybe not everybody's going to love the movie. It's not going to be a smash hit or anything like that. Or your show might get canceled, whatever. Yeah. But you always got money coming in and you always keeping yourself
But
working.
You know what?
So it's like, just do that, bro.
Just do that and keep it to yourself. Let these people hate. And then you know what? At the end of the day, you could be like, hey, I'm still driving a nice car.
Right.
I still got money. I don't need to worry about it. Like, perfect example. Look at someone like Jay-Z.
Right.
We know Jay-Z got bread.
Exactly.
We don't see Jay-Z, even though he doesn't really get on like social media like that.
Right.
But you could never see Jay with like bricks of cash in his hand just showing up.
Because
like,
why?
Niggas know you have money.
And not only that, but yo, you on Instagram with bricks of cash and all that, and now it gets caught out. You get caught out there that it's not yours. Now you giving people ammo to say, yo, everything we've been saying has been true because look at you.
Yeah, and then you take out 40 grand and now niggas is like, oh, well, nigga, you took out all that shit worth.
Right.
Like, just leave it. Like, all right, you got caught up? Cool. Let it be.
Just let it go.
Just let it go. Don't continue and be like, oh, this is the money I have and this is all that. Even if he was to go out right now and be like, well, this is the car I'm driving, niggas be like, yeah, it's a rental. Nigga.
Nobody, exactly. They're not going to believe anything you say. They're not going to believe anything you say.
Just let the shit go, man.
Speaking of letting go. Speaking of letting go and speaking of Bow Wow.
Oh, man.
Someone who let Bow Wow go quite a while ago, Sierra, was on, what was she on?
It was, they were doing, I think it was on like, what was that, America?
They were doing some shit that was on TV.
They were announcing the nominees for the Billboard Award shows.
Right.
And
so she was announcing some of the artists, and she was like, whoever it was, ASAP Rocky and
Fetty Wap.
Fetty Wap. And then, of course, her her baby father, Future, comes up on the screen. She's supposed to say Future, like introduce him. And she just stays silent.
Yeah, and then Ludacris had to like.
Luda was like,
Future.
Future. And she, and then she was just like, you know, fucking went, designer went to, whatever yeah, the fuck. The, and it's like.
Went to the next artist.
It's like, yo, how are you that petty?
Word.
And first it, of all, you've been being petty for like the past, I don't know how fucking many months.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, and you
know what I mean?
You winning right now. I mean, you're doing well.
And my thing is like, they both winning. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Neither of them is not eating.
Exactly.
Why are you being that petty to the point where now you physically working? Mm-hmm. That was a job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You physically working and you're going to be that petty to not say his name?
Now nobody's going to want to fuck with her because
it's
they're
going
like, to
see yo,
that shit.
Word. It's
be
like.
Professional.
It's because she's not getting no dick. That's what it is. Nah, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, bro.
That's accurate.
She want to get married as soon as possible, bro.
No. They're rushing that. So
she
want to
get married
down.
As soon as. Yo, that's the issue and right now,
she
man.
She can't act like she's not going to say Future's name because. That's your son's name, bitch.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
don't sit there and act like you ain't say Future.
You say that shit every day.
You say it every day. Future, wake up. It's time to get
man.
The day started.
I
act funny.
There's a lot of animosity within that.
And then again, it gets people talking about you because they're flaming her on Twitter. I mean, there's people that are taking sides with either Future or Sierra or whatever. I really don't give a fuck.
It's just like, hey, man.
Ammo.
I mean, it's just like there's petty and then there's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty much.
Like nobody's asking you to give a statement on y'all relationship mm-hmm. and get in front of a camera and be like, so, well, you know, well, what's new in your relationship with you in Future and when you gonna let him see his kid? And it's like, yo, he's somebody you have to announce. Mm-hmm. Like if you knew what you was gonna do before you had to do it. If you ain't want to do it, you just could have just not taken the job.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Now if they don't pay you. Fuck you gonna do?
Exactly.
You know?
Hey, bitch, you didn't do your job.
Right. We told you had to announce these five artists, not these four. Ludacris was like,
it felt wild uncomfortable.
Future.
He just leaned in. He's just like, and it wasn't even like he jumped. Like, it would have been cool if they were going back and forth.
Right.
That maybe they should have thought of that, but it was just like she named two people and like backed away, and you just heard Luda like fumbling with the mic, like,
Future.
Yo, you man. Know what I mean? Speaking of Future, though. They released the Hot 97 released the lineup for the Summer Jam festival and main concert.
And Future's
not on the list. Now, I kind of understand why, but I also don't understand why.
Why do you think?
I feel like Future, I was going to say he's too big for it.
You see, LQB said the same thing, and I kind of disagree.
I know, I do disagree. Mm-hmm. I want to say he's too big for it, but my whole thing is, you got to do Summer Jam, though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, Summer Jam is Summer Jam.
Yeah, one of the biggest hip-hop concerts.
But looking at the lineup, this is why I say I want to say he's too big for it, because looking at the lineup for the main stage, he would have been amongst a lot of artists, and I'm not taking anything from Push or any of the other artists, but mainly Push because he's one of the veterans that's on that list. He would have been like way bigger than all of them. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been really like an even lineup. So that's one of the only reasons I would say, okay, I get why he's not on it, but he just dropped a new album. You know what I'm saying?
It would have been a good move because, you know, it would have made, and it was Hot 97 probably dropped the ball on that. Like, yeah, they should have got him because this is this nigga had one of the biggest years of hip hop.
Right.
You know what I mean? In like this last year.
And it's
know?
Not like, I think Quan had another point about Fetty Wap not being on the lineup. And he had said, well, Fetty Wap hadn't really dropped anything new. So he would kind of be just, you know, doing songs
that he did
last time. You know what I mean?
I agree with, but then when he performed last year, they kind of fucked him over a little bit. Cause I don't know if you remember, but they were saying like, they kind of just gave him like a bullshit set in between like French Montana and somebody else. And he only got to perform like two songs.
But
it would have been dope to have him go up there. But at the same time, you're right. He hasn't really had anything as of late.
It would sort of just be like a do-over for last year at that point, you know? Now you can't, I mean, you can't have like, you know what I'm saying, Drake and Jay-Z and Nas and all of the fucking biggest names ever. I get DJ Khaled. Do you want to go over the list?
Yeah. Oh, let's go through the list real quick.
You want to do the festival first? Do we even care about
that? I kind of want to talk
because there's a lot, some new, there's some festival, new artists. There's some new artists that are on
the festival stage. They have Chance the Rapper.
Which I get.
They got Tory Lanez, which I get. Mm-hmm. I kind of want to say Tory should have been on the main stage, but that's just me being a fan.
It honestly would have had to be between him and Bryson. And I think Bryson Tiller, being that he has the album and the catalog right now, and especially with that Don't record, I think they would have just had to choose him anyway.
I hear you. They also have Currency, which, okay, I get.
Right.
Designer. That's going to be interesting because...
It's going to be cool because what is he going to perform other than Panda?
He only has Panda. I just heard a song that he has with Jim Jones, which is actually kind of dope. I just don't get it because it sounds like everybody else featuring Jim Jones.
Okay.
But whatever. Designer, they got Post Malone. Dave East. That I would like to fucking see.
That's dope.
Justine Sky, Rotimi, and Dougie F.
Okay. Interesting. I heard of this dude Dougie F, but I never really heard any of his music.
Neither. Like, I heard one because he was supposed to be at one of the showcases that you were heading out to.
That's exactly where I heard of him from.
And then I went and looked, and I only heard like one song from him, and he kind of sounds like a Pitbull, I guess.
Okay. But don't know what that means.
No, not like a Pitbull, like Pitbull, the rapper.
Oh, I got you. I'm wildin'.
I should clarify that.
No, I'm bugging.
He sounds like Pitbull, the rapper.
I got you.
But all right, so the festival stage, it sounds cool. I would like to see Tory and Currency.
It's a decent lineup.
That's actually not a bad lineup.
It's a decent lineup. Decent line up.
Wow, lime up. Put the lime in the coconut. My bad. I could not help.
Yeah.
All right, man. So on the main stage... They have Pusha, they have Big Sean, Young Thug, ASAP Rocky, and ASAP Ferg, Tinashe, DJ Khaled, and Friends. I want to get into that real quick.
What does that mean?
Bryson Tiller, Kid Ink. But DJ Khaled and Friends might be interesting because if you listen to...
Who's he going
to
bring out?
Yeah, if you listen to his last album, he did have... Future, he did have Jay-Z on there.
Right.
You know he can't get Meek because Meek can't get out. Meek might be out of the house by that time. He worked with Chris Brown. Like, he had a lot of people on his last album. So
yeah, who knows who he's going to bring out. And I think, you know, Khaled doing this, especially with the year he's had.
Yeah. He's going to do something big.
Yeah, definitely. I get that. I don't know if I get Kid Ink. I don't know if I get ASAP Rocky and ASAP Ferg.
Like, Ferg, I kind of get, but Ferg could have just been a festival.
What I mean is, I don't get, you know, why is it not just like ASAP Rocky and ASAP Ferg like taking one slot or like why? How are they both? What's the last thing that Rocky put out that was
he had his album, but then that was last year.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't see how main stage.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Like. If they would have had the ASAP Mob with both of them, like you said.
That's what I'm saying.
I would have got that. And then they would have been able to squeeze in like one of these dudes on the festival stage.
Right.
But yeah, like I know Ferg has an album coming out and I heard a few joints and okay, he's kind of moving, but Young Thug, I definitely get.
No, I definitely get Young Thug.
I definitely
has
get.
Has to be there.
I definitely get him. Tinashe, like, she has like one of two songs like that I at least enjoyed. I definitely enjoyed watching her on that Nicki Minaj when I went to the concert there.
Mm-hmm.
When she dropped and did that split.
Okay.
That's when I lost my mind. God bless you. Thank you very much. But besides that, like none of her music really, like do we even hear her on the radio like that?
I don't really listen to the radio much. So
I mean,
I'm not going to lie and say.
But even when like I go to New York or whatever, like
yeah,
I don't really hear them playing Tinashe like that.
Right,
so
right,
how
right.
is she like a main act?
I don't know.
But again, I guess, you know, I guess she's making moves. I can't
see,
say nothing.
See, when I hear like I'm expecting the main acts to be like artists that is
it's
like
undeniable.
I'll just get ready to say that. Like yes, I'm coming out to see. I don't want to go to a summer jam where it's like, I'm just here for DJ Khaled or I'm just here for Bryson Tiller or Pusha, and you know what I mean? Like, it should be like, yo, every single artist that's performing is like, this is gonna be ill. You know what I mean?
And that's another thing. Not to hate on Bryson Tiller, because I actually enjoyed his album, but he, like, I spoke to LQB about this, and he has a point. Tiller did have one of the best albums of 2015. I get it. But I think it really kind of feeds off of Don't.
Right.
And then he has that Exchange. That's pretty much it. Like, he doesn't have too many singles.
Yeah, I mean, and those two singles kind of carried the album for the most part.
And it carried, but like, that whole album, I thought it was a good album, but I don't think it was something that's like radio ready and like, shit that is like, he has banger after banger on there. Like, he has like a good 3, maybe 4 songs on that album that I could see that could take off.
Well, what I would say again is, if you had to choose between him and Tory, I think just in general, they would have had to chose to put him on the main stage as opposed to a Tory Lanez.
Definitely. Like, me personally, since I'm a fan,
they could have both been on the festival stage, in my opinion.
Yeah, definitely.
And that it would have been no problem.
That one I would have understood. But me knowing a lot of Tory's music, he has a lot of shit. It's just he hasn't taken off the way that Bryson has.
Right. That's the only thing. Right.
Like, most people, they just know his Say It.
Right.
Like, if you go to his mixtapes, like, he got some shit. Of course, they haven't taken off like that.
I haven't listened to all of them, but I heard even like a lot of the mixtapes before he was on was fire.
Yeah, he had some shit. And like, Bryson, I don't want to make this, I'll name this podcast later kind of thing.
Right.
Talking about him, but like, Bryson just has an album.
Right.
So we know just this album, you know? But again, just to go back to this list, like, it just seems just like a list. Like, we're sitting here debating. Like,
yeah, I'm definitely not excited about it at all. I mean, there's been summer jams that I've missed all of them. I've never been to a summer jam, but I mean, there's been summer jams that I've missed that was like, yo,
yeah,
like, I really wanted to go. Mm. And then there was others. I mean, not even really others, plural. Definitely this one, I'm just like,
yeah, like, this
I really don't,
like,
care about
missing
summer
it. Jam is usually some shit like, damn, I wish I would have went to that shit.
Right.
Like, the last one I went to, I might be showing my age, but whatever, was like, I think 97, 98.
Damn.
And that's when they had DMX. But yo, that show was amazing. They had DMX, Noriega. Matter of fact, Big Pun was still alive. So Pun.
A whole different classification of artists.
Nas jumped out there. I saw Jay, The Lox.
But you just really never going to have that again.
Yeah, like, I know we're never going to see that shit again, but like, that's what you would expect from a summer jam.
Right.
Like, you would expect them just be like, yo, we put nothing but star after star after star out there. Like, this one is just like, all right, you got some dudes that did their thing, but.
And I think I think what they need to do too is kind of, I know they maybe can't afford all of the artists, like, but they need to have like Drake up there. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying that Drake is on, I'm not even going to say he's not on artists of this generation, but I mean, why not do Summer Jam? It's one of the biggest events in hip hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's been around for over 20 years. Exactly. So it's like, you should want to do Summer Jam. You know what I'm saying?
And who knows? Probably once his album drops, because you know they always add people on.
Right.
I'm hoping that they do. Maybe they might add Drake on. Maybe they might add a few more people. They need to.
Because a lot of people are going to be like, nah, he's too big for that. He's got other, you know, but it's like, yo, it's Summer Jam. Why not?
I don't like when people say
give
it, though,
people something like, to really come out for and be excited. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't even really see this shit. I mean, I know it's going to sell out because fuck it, it's Summer Jam.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be as big as it's been previous years. Like, I think even last year, the year before that have been dope. Like, this is the first year that's just kind of like, okay. I would love to see Pusha. I'll give you that. I would love to see Pusha and Thug.
Definitely.
That's it. And I know Khaled is going to bring people out. Hopefully he does. That's it. Those are pretty much the only three that I would go out there and like be excited to go see.
Right. I mean, I feel you. I don't even know if I would be that excited to go see Young Thug, but I feel like at least it would be worth it. Like, yeah,
I'm not saying I'm amped to see him. I just... Those would be the two that
if you're going to spend money and go out there, fuck it.
Yeah.
But let us know what y'all think. Tweet us at Officially Street, or excuse me, TOS Podcast _SO. Like us on Facebook and hit us up there at Officially Street Facebook.com/officiallystreet.
My bad. And, I even blanked out.
And yeah, go to officiallystreet.com for all things street official. Once again, I am at JOmegaSO on every social media network.
And I am at SireSO on all social media networks. And it's Sire_SO on Snapchat.
And this is the Officially Street Podcast. Next time you hear from us, I'll be a married man.
Hey, clap it up for the boy.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that. But again, appreciate all the support. Appreciate the support.
Oi, 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 oi.
Okay. We'll be back next week.
We out.
You know, it's a lot of people out there that say something like, it's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. I just say, you should try it sometime. Cause it normally go a little something like this. Listen. Shorty was so fine and everybody agree. Intelligent in the mind, even had a college degree. Researching you will find that it's worthless over time. Now she twerking on the vine for everybody to see. Damn. It went viral in minutes, was that attention worth it? Them 6 seconds of fame made her a different person. You should have known it was something wrong when you met in person. Ain't nobody perfect, but you can tell there was something lurking. But you fell in love with her eyes, looks, and a glamour too. Overlooking the lies and a stink attitude. It was good vibes and red wine until it redlined. That love died and it shattered you. It's sad but true, but you gon' do what you have to do. You just gotta move on and get back to you. Cause when you feeling like shorty never cared for you, ain't nobody gon' be there but you. That's how we do.
When love dies, nothing can remain the same. Nothing can remain the same. When love dies, the clouds start making it rain. The clouds start making it rain. When love dies, it feels like a shot to the heart. Gunshots in the dark. When love dies, it's hard to pick up all of the parts. It's hard to pick up all of the parts.
Homie was so fly and everybody agreed. True religion's on the pants. On the belt was a double G. Hit the mall with 100 bands. Left with a couple G's. He spent it all on the fam. He was rolling 100 deep. Listen, your first mistake was thinking you were gonna get attention. Ignoring that he was more in love with the money spending. You should've known from the jump that it was some funny business going on. When after he told you he wanted distance, but you ain't wanna listen. And money had you blind, so you believed the stories cause you couldn't read between the lines. Months passed, no blood. That's when you realize you might have something more than you bargained for in between your thighs. But after that first day that you told him you was late, you watched him put his roller skates on and perform a figure eight. He skated out the door on you. That's when it dawned on you. Your love died before it was even born on you.
When love dies, nothing can remain the same. Nothing can remain the same. When love dies, the clouds start making it rain. The clouds start making it rain. When love dies, it feels like a shot to the heart. Gunshots in the dark. When love dies, it's hard to pick up all of the parts.